Radio, so stay tuned for that. Hey, keen teens, do you know someone who suffered an income loss due to the COVID-19 pandemic and now has fallen behind on their mortgage payments? Well, there is help available through the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund helps homeowners in Pennsylvania, hence the name, who experienced a financial hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and has now fallen behind on their mortgage payments, their utilities, their property taxes, or their homeowners association fees. They can help people with up to $30,000 in assistance. Now, the people do have to prove their income. They do need copies of tax returns, current income, and government-issued photo IDs, and they also will need to prove their home ownership. So it is a little bit of a process, but there are people who can help if you call 888-987-2423. That's 888-987-2423, Mondays through Saturdays, or go to pahaf.org for more information. Now, if you're local in the Pittsburgh area and you need help applying, you can call the Mon Valley Initiative at 412-464-4000, extension 4008. For information about the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund, pahaf.org. Okay? All right. And what happened to my little your front row center at the ball game? That thing. Yeah, what happened to that?
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, the Pitt Panthers are hosting the number 22-ranked Syracuse Orangemen at Acrisure Stadium today. Kickoff is at 3:30. The Panthers are 4-4, and they really need to catch some breaks, especially on the defensive side, if they want to keep their season alive. Number 16, Penn State, traveling to Bloomington to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. That game is underway at 3:30 as well, and Indiana is expecting about 40,000 fans, so the place should be rocking. Pittsburgh Steelers are off this week after they got a lacking 35-13 by the Philadelphia Eagles. They are playing the New Orleans Saints next Sunday. And Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in Houston. The Astros now leading that best-of-seven series 3-2. Jeremy Peña homered and drove in 2 runs. Jose Altuve scored twice to lead the Astros past the Phillies 3-2 in Game 5 of the World Series on Thursday in Philadelphia.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 78. Windy, winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Showers likely overnight. Windy with a low of 62, showers likely on Sunday, high 72, sunny on Monday, 67, Tuesday mostly sunny, 59, Wednesday sunny, and a high of 62. It is 75 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and 74 at WRCT. Panic at the Disco is going to take us to news time.
Tragedies, holding a hand that's loved every part of me. A lady comes and tells me that I gotta leave. Right away, everybody is the enemy. Deep breaths from the room where I watch you lie. Any beat from your heart gets me through the night. You're my love, you're my death, you're my alibi. Say this isn't goodbye. Let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. A rush of blood floods hot thoughts in my head. Red roses sitting silently beside the bed.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. FSN News is next. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Thousands of employees at Twitter are being laid off around the world, with the company's new owner, Elon Musk, expected to terminate about 50% of the company's workforce. Ahead of Friday's firings, a class action lawsuit was filed claiming employees weren't given sufficient notice of the layoffs in violation of American law. From FSN's bureau in Austin, Texas, Tony Waterman reports.
It's expected that up to 3,700 employees will lose their jobs. In a tweet on Friday, Elon Musk said the company was experiencing a massive drop in revenue as advertisers hit the pause button. General Mills, Audi, Volkswagen, and General Motors have all frozen ad spending until there's more clarity on how the company will function under Musk's ownership.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he still plans to build a new nuclear power plant, despite reports the project could be scrapped. Sizewell C was expected to provide up to 7% of the nation's total electricity needs. From FSN's London Bureau, Sally Patterson with more.
Sizewell C was one of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last promises in office. Reports suggest the project could cost £30 billion to build. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is expected to announce a raft of spending cuts and tax rises in his autumn statement later this month. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's official spokesperson insisted that Sizewell C would go ahead.
As the US enters the final weekend of the country's midterm election campaign, there was brighter economic news for President Biden and his fellow Democrats today. The US economy created 261,000 new jobs in October. That's more than analysts expected. The president pledged to continue making the battle against inflation his number one priority. The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump may announce his next campaign for the presidency in 10 days' time. At a campaign rally in Iowa on Thursday night, he went further than ever before in telling supporters that he may try to make a return to the Oval Office.
In order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably.
Much, of course, will depend on the outcome of next Tuesday's midterm elections. In the UK, a series of planned strikes by the country's railway workers' union has been suspended, including a day of action that was due to take place this weekend. The RMT union says agreement has been reached to engage in intensive talks with employers. Christian Woolmar is a former transport correspondent for Britain's independent newspaper.
They're going to negotiate with the train operators and Network Rail, but really, we do know that unless the government sanctions a deal, a certain level of payment, then no deal will go through.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Knowledge I can't understand. tease. Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 108. Much more music time. 75 degrees right now. We're going to check your full-time forecast for you in less than 15 minutes. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. From donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon, Roseburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, and contributions from Strippler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, as well as donations from listeners just like you. You feel like you'd like to donate? Go to TubeCityOnline.com and click the donate link. Here's Tommy James.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. See, he's alive. crystal blue persuasion, crystal blue persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green
in the last hour. I was telling a story about I've changed jobs, and I was taking my stuff out to the car, and the bottom fell out of the box and crashed. I only wish I had tape of it, because it was the best comedy crash I've ever heard. It would be a great sound effect, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was embarrassed, but at least I was laughing. But Kevin Barks from the KGB report, he heard me say that the other box that I was carrying had my dry socks in it, and he said, "You keep spare socks at work? You don't keep spare socks at work?" People who have worked in an office where you have to walk through the slush on the sidewalk in the wintertime to get to work, nobody wants wet feet after they've walked through the – I mean, winter is coming. And, you know, in Pittsburgh, that means there's going to be slush and gunk in the gutters. And then you walk through and you get the wet feet. And then you have to be at work with wet feet. And you want to have dry socks. And some people have told me, you know, well, if you want to keep your feet dry, why don't you wear rubbers? And I said, I have worn rubbers, but they don't do anything for my feet.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with leaves. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling you.
Didn't you guys just sing that same jingle a little while ago?
I saw a cloak who was standing on his head. He flipped his lid like he should have been in bed. I said, what gives, man? He looked at me and said,
I'm a yogi. Baby, I'm a yogi. I'm a yogi, baby.
Hey, Bobo.
And then the cat started strutting on hot coals. He was wearing sneaks, but they were so full of holes. He sang right out from the bottom.
Mind. Just commune with your innermost being, and baby, you'll be just fine.
It was hip or I wasn't, hey.
So I tried my best to dig my inner me. I walked on coals, my head below my knee. Until at last I heard me say perfectly,
I'm a yogi. I'm a yogi, baby. I'm a yogi. I'm a yogi, baby.
Hey, Bobo.
Hey, Bobo.
Hey, Bobo.
The Ivy Three are now from the ridiculous to the sublime. Here's Steve Lawrence. We're going to check weather next for you. We've also got more new music coming your way, so stay tuned to Radio 9.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you. I know that you but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Go away. Please don't stay. It'll never work out when you are near me like this. You're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl. Call it a day, little girl. Oh, please go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
Steve Lawrence from 1962 here on Radio 9 at 122. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. If you remember all of those great soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, well, so does Eric O'Brien, and he brings them to you every week on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. It's a great way to ease into your weekend, into your Saturday afternoon with Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up here at 3 on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. And Eric reporting on his website, Pittsburgh Radio and TV Online, pbrtv.com, that Wish 99.7 has gone Christmas music today. We should we confirm that? Should we go over to the radio? And now, in some exciting radio news, let's go over to the monitor here. Yes, indeed. Wish has, in fact, according to the monitor here in the studio, gone all Christmas music. On November, mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, November 5th, can 3WMS be far behind? Probably not. What else to tell you about? Let me see. Did we do a PSA yet? No, we didn't. Okay, let's do a public service announcement here. Be prepared for emergencies, such as Pittsburgh radio stations going all Christmas music. When it comes to making plans, let's check. Are they still all Christmas music? Yes, they're all Christmas music. When it comes to making plans, you are the best, from those delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers. The same way you plan for those important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster, such as a hurricane, flood, wildfire, tornado, or wish-going Christmas music on November 5th. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started today. Go to ready.gov/plan. That's ready.gov/plan, a public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
75 degrees outside, and they're doing Christmas music. Okay, partly sunny with a high near 78 today. Showers likely, low of 62. Windy, winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today and tomorrow. Showers likely tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 72. Sunny on Monday with a high of 67. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 59. Wednesday, sunny at a high near 62. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 77 in Beaver County, 74 in Butler, 75 in Washington, 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 74 at WRCT.
Ask yourself if you are happy, and then you cease to be. That's a tip from you. Sure. I don't ask
That's new music from Jack White, and maybe you saw the new video that dropped a couple of days ago. New music here on Radio 9 with Uncle Smedley.
New from K-Tel Records, 22 explosive hits, 22 original stars, gallery.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
The great Sammy Davis Jr.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
Olivia Newton-John.
If not for you.
Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Don't pull your love out on me.
Derek and the Dominoes' big hit, Layla. Osmonds, Detroit Emeralds, Millie Jackson, Flash, April Wine, Charlite's, Pop Pops, Fortune.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Joe Simon.
You got power in your kiss.
Lobo.
Possible man.
Hot Butters, Popcorn. And many more. Get K-Tel's 22 explosive hits now. 22 original stars and one great stereo LP. Only $3.99.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
Oh, it's so nice to be.
That's Gallery with Nice to Be With You here on Radio 9. And it is, in fact, nice to be with you here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a minute or two. Stay tuned for that right now. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Thanks for listening.
Job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling,
where this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
This is Jay Thurber at the tone. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you. Jay, this is Cologuard. We got your box. You didn't have to fill it all the way to the top. Broadcasting from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. It is the world-famous radio calendar for today, November 5th, 2022. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport will have Intro to Podcasting with Martha Ryle. That's on November 12th. November 18th, Grandma's Kitchen will be cooking sweet potato, carrot, and apple soup. And November 19th, the library will be participating in McKeesport's annual Salute to Santa Parade. More information about any of those events or programs at mckeesportlibrary.org or by calling 412-672-0625. The Penn State University Library. Oh, let's save that one for another time. Did you know that if you donate books to the Wes Newton Public Library, you can take the book donation off of your federal income tax? They need gently used, newer paperbacks, hardcovers. Please, no cookbooks, textbooks, or encyclopedias. The library is located at 124 North Water Street in West Newton, 724-633-0798. At the Harris Theater now through November 10th, it's Decision to Leave, with directed by Park Chan-wook. Showing now at the Harris Theater in Korean and Mandarin with English subtitles. For more information, trustarts.org. The Pittsburgh Savoy Yards are presenting Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That's at 523 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue, beginning November 25th, continuing through December 10th. For more information, pittsburghsavoyards.org. And the Miller Institute for Contemporary Art at Carnegie Mellon University is presenting Dara Birnbaum, A Journey, a survey of her interrogations of mass media, now through December 11th. That's in the Purnell Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. If you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, well, you can email radio-calendar@wrct.org, or you can write to WRCT Radio, Carnegie Mellon University, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Send those in on a postcard. Remember, you get it in, and we will get it on.
Evel Knievel leaps over 7 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
In the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV.
All the young dudes. pack of the mule. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a goon man.
Oh, the young
dude. Hey, Goose.
Carry the news.
Where are ya?
Boogaloo-doo.
Stand up.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
I wanna hear ya.
Carry the news.
I wanna see you.
Boogaloo-doo.
I wanna repay.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
What news?
Carry the news.
Let's hear the news. Come on.
Boogaloo-doo.
I wanna kick you.
Carry the news.
Hey, you there.
Oh, the young dude.
Look at the glasses.
Carry the news.
I want you. Boogaloo-doo. I want you at the front.
Carry the news.
Now. Are you on the fence?
Oh, the
are you ringing down? Because I want it.
The Hopple, I mean, Mott the Hoople, on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Here's Curtis Mayfield of the Impressions. Amen. Can I get an amen up in here? Amen.
Amen.
Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions on Radio 9. Something for you Bob Dylan fans coming up next.
As a father, I've done everything I can to protect my children. For my family, getting the COVID vaccine is about protecting the whole family now and in the future. That's why I'm making sure my children get the COVID vaccine and protect their health. For me, it's one less health risk to worry about. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
I'm an Amerigo, a German am I. Never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a brute. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil. War song was wrong. Star. Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. Pause the sap, Ma is as selfless as I am. May a moody baby do my yam. Ah, Satan sees Natasha, no devil lived on. Lonely Tylenol. Baton. No ex in Nixon, of Stone be not so. Oh, Geronimo, no minor ego. Naomi Amon, a Toyota's a Toyota. A dog, a panic, in a pagoda. Oh, no, Don Ho, nurse I spot gypsies, run. Senile feline. I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Yeah. Man, it wasn't Bob Dylan, that was really going to be kind of a difference.
Jay Herbert!
Plays good guy, hit!
Alright, now this here is Weird Al Yankovic. Well, maybe not. I know this much. Sports and weather are coming up next here on Radio 9. Stay tuned.
Listen to me, baby. There's something you must see. Wanna be with me, buddy? You gotta go. It's alright, but if you gotta go, go now.
Oh, all else you gotta stay all night.
Time it is, so if you gotta go, it's alright, but if you gotta go, go now, or else you gotta stay all night. Don't want
for you to find a door. So if you got to go, it's all right. But if you got to go, go now, or else you got to stay all night.
Dylan on Radio 9, 152, much more music time. New music from Tom Sexton coming up after sports and weather at 2 o'clock. It's PNS News, so stay tuned for that. What else to tell you about? It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange on independent freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. And 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. Kirsten and Amber met in the 1980s and 90s in college and became fast friends and then had a college radio show. And now, well, they've resurrected all those hits from the 90s from their college radio show, and they talk about them every week on the Kirsten and Amber Show. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturdays only on Tube City Online Radio. Just ask Alexi or Sarah or Echo or whatever it is you have to play Tube City Online Radio, or go to tubecityonline.com/radio. Radio. Radio.
Your front radio row center at the radio ball game.
Radio.
And you don't have to fight the crowd.
I'm on the
turn
internet.
Your radio.
Radio.
On as loud as you care to. Then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are off this week, getting ready for the Academic Bowl next week in Cleveland against Case Western Reserve University. Elsewhere in college football action, the Pitt Panthers are hosting the number 22-ranked Syracuse Orangemen at Acrisure Stadium. That game gets underway at 3:30. The Panthers are 4-4 right now, and they need to catch some breaks. They really need to get their defensive line in gear if they want to keep their season alive. Number 16, Penn State traveling to Bloomington to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. That game gets underway also at 3:30, and Indiana is expecting 40,000. Fans. Pittsburgh Steelers are off this week. They take on the New Orleans Saints next Sunday. Game 6 of the World Series is today in Houston. The Astros now lead that best of 7 series, 3-2. Jeremy Peña homered and drove in 2 runs. Jose Altuve scored twice to lead the Astros past the Phillies on Thursday by a score of 3-2. Teddy Bluger and Jeff Carter both participated in the morning skate, but Penguins head coach Mike Sullivan says they will not be in the lineup when the Pens host the Seattle Kraken tonight. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving says he is deeply sorry for hurting the Jewish community. That's a week after he posted a link to an anti-Semitic film on Twitter. He has been suspended for at least 5 games, and Nike just announced they're dropping an endorsement deal that Irving had. Irving said this week he would donate $500,000 to the Anti-Defamation League as an apology, but the ADL says it will not accept the donation.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 78. Showers likely, low 62. Showers likely on Sunday, high 72. Is windy right now. Winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunny on Monday, high 67. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 59. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 62. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 77 in Beaver County, 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 74 right now at WRCT.
Yeah.
With new music from Tom Sexton.
I've waited all my life just to meet someone like you. Was the last thing on my mind. Then I saw you, boom. I'm reading all your signs. You got me dreaming. I'm doing everything to make it come true. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I dreamed a thousand times. You got your lips on mine. Can't you tell that I've been trying to get you out of my dreams? I just had to let you know, you don't have to be alone.
never let you go, 'cause I'm done dreaming. I think about you all the time. Do you ever think about me? Not looking for a smash and go, give you everything you dream. I'm feeling all your vibes. I'm done dreaming. I'm doing everything to make it come true. Uh-oh, uh-oh. It's not enough just to dream of you. I dreamed a thousand times. You got your lips on mine. Can't you tell that I've been trying to get you out of my dreams? I just had to let you know, you don't have to be alone. Wanna wrap you up and never let you go, 'cause I'm done dreaming. I'm done dreaming. I'm done dreaming.
It's new music from Tom Sexton, Done Dreaming, here on Radio 9. Arthur Conley's gonna walk us down Funky Street to news time on Radio 9.
Sing-a-ling. Four used to be the funk that folk callers.
Got on funky feet, digging the funky beat. That on funky street, that's where the grooviest people meet. From Atlanta, Georgia, going down to the border. Every boy is dancing there, married somebody's daughter.
Broadcasting from the funkiest street you know, Lyle Boulevard. Just go out there and you can smell the funk. This is Jay Thurber on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Gun violence, the leading cause of death for children and teenagers. So be thinking about your younger brothers and sisters and what they face in these class shootings in El Paso right now.
Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke is energizing college students against gun violence. From El Paso to Dallas, O'Rourke is criticizing Texas Governor Greg Abbott's failure to prevent more school shootings, such as the one in Uvalde. O'Rourke is also encouraging young voters to rally their families for early voting, which ends tomorrow in Texas. Early voters have already cast more than 32 million ballots nationwide.
I've always believed your generation, the 18 to 30-year generation, represents the best educated, most talented, least prejudiced, most generous generation in American history. And I really mean that. It is. That's why I'm so optimistic about the future.
In New Mexico, President Joe Biden promoted Democrats' efforts to cancel student debt for millions of Americans. Nearly 26 million people have already applied at studentaid.gov, but the relief plan has been hampered by lawsuits filed by Republican governors of several states hoping to end debt relief before it begins. In New York, where the race for governor is closer than Democrats ever expected, Hillary Clinton stumped for Governor Kathy Hochul.
She gets the fact that upstate New York really began the Industrial Revolution in America. Fell on some hard times, and we have a chance to bring it back if we have Kathy Hochul as the governor working to do.
Clinton was joined by Vice President Kamala Harris at the event, meant to energize women voters to turn out for New York's first female governor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer predicts Democrats will keep control of the Senate and possibly gain seats in the midterm elections. Recent polls have shown several key Senate races to be too close to call, including in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was released from the hospital after surviving a brutal home invasion. Republicans continue to tie the attack to crime across the country. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene told a rally for former President Donald Trump in Iowa that Democrats care more about the border and Ukraine than they do about the U.S. southern border.
Paul Pelosi was brutally attacked by a drugged out illegal alien that should have been deported. And Paul Pelosi should have been a gun owner and shot his attacker.
Finally, the White House says U.S. Embassy officials in Russia met with imprisoned WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was sentenced to 9.5 years in prison for bringing less than a gram of illegal cannabis oil into the country in February. A Russian court rejected Griner's appeal of her sentence last week. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is the station that sounds so much better than you know who. You know who. You know who.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
Ain't that a shame?
Ain't that a shame?
I still feel angry.